You've probably seen it on a job application, that box that says, check here if you've previously been convicted of a crime. For many people who have served time in the past, that box can be a barrier to getting their lives back on track. Today, 26 states and 150 cities have adopted ban the box policies on job applications. Private employers like Target and Walmart, and both private and government employers, have removed that box from job applications. The idea is to allow applicants to be judged on their merit, not a criminal past that they may be trying to put behind them. The latest to join this fair chance movement is Coconino County, which, along with Tucson, are the only two places in Arizona where this policy has been adopted. I spoke with Liz Archuleta about this new resolution. She's the chairwoman of the Coconino County Board of Supervisors, and I asked her to explain to us why she thinks it's important for that box to be removed from job applications.
So, you know, when you fill out an application, after you fill out your name and your address, and all of the basic information, the next thing usually is a box that you check, which basically says, you know, do you have a criminal record? And then you talk about your skills and your qualifications that you bring and your job work history. And so when you're going through those applications, I think that we all understand what happens when someone sees that box. You know, your application goes to the side. Because a person has a criminal history, you know, they have completed their sentence. They've paid their debt to society. And we want people who have done this to be able to be integrated back into our community, because if they don't, there's only going to be recidivism. Because what do people need when they get out of jail? They need housing, transportation, and a job to be reintegrated back into society. If they don't have those three things, then they are not going to be able to become productive citizens. What we're saying in our resolution is that we won't have people mark the box. We will ask them their criminal history when you go later into the process, mm-hmm. after they make the interview.
Right. I wonder, what was the thinking, do you think, behind this idea of putting that box on an application to begin with?
You know, it's just, I think it's been there for decades. It was the point of view, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago, that if you have a criminal history, you're not a good employee. But, you know, we have found just the opposite. We actually have a person who works in the county with the Board of Supervisors, who is a formerly incarcerated individual, and she's a computer software genius. And, you know, we gave her a chance, and she's been an outstanding employee.
I wonder, do you hope this will influence other local businesses, people, organizations that are not government run?
We do. We hope that other counties will follow suit. We hope that cities within our county will. And our resolution does also state that we will encourage any entity that does business with Coconino County to follow suit.
Right. I wonder, do you think that there is a danger in allowing this to happen, that somebody could come, you know, get through who has sort of a dangerous criminal history or could be on a sex offender registry and that wouldn't be checked somehow?
I mean, obviously you have to be, methodical in your process, and you have to identify the positions where there would be vulnerable populations where it wouldn't be appropriate. If you had a position that worked with children or very elderly or home health care, you definitely, of course, that would require a background check, you know, law enforcement positions. But that's going to be a minute population, and it is possible for those jobs to be identified. And you still can ask a person about their history, but, you know, let them get through at least the interview process, you know, get to know the person, and then ask them, and they can explain what their history is about, and you can determine at that time whether it's a good fit.
Liz Archuleta is the chairwoman of the Coconino County Board of Supervisors.